Chapter 17. The class was arranged with boys on one side and girls on the other. The students were seated in the order of last year's final grades. The best performing girls and boys were seated next to each other, the top rows. The arrangement was meant to be a constant reminder of performance and sent the subliminal message that only those who had proven that they could handle the distraction would be allowed proximity to the opposite sex. Ron was assigned the last seat of the row furthest away from the center. Sister Mary Salvatore was their teacher. She had been informed about Ron's special circumstances. Ron had been staring at the girls' heads on the other side of the room. He wanted to see more of them. Then, to his utter disbelief, the nun said, "Ronald Tuck, would you please stand up?" Ron felt heat on his face as he stood. He had been thinking about the girls, and he had an erection. It was tenting out the front of his pants, and she was making him stand there. He had stashed Aunt Dottie's rosary in his pants pocket. He put it there because it reminded him of his aunt. Ron prayed that no one would notice how he was sticking out. He heard some of the girls giggle. Now he was blushing furiously. He cursed his penis and how often it became hard without him really realizing it. "Ronald is a new student here," said Mary Salvatore, "and it is important that we help him to learn to be at home. Ronald isn't a Catholic boy, and so a lot of what we'll do will seem very strange to him, and I'm sure that none of you will hesitate to give him all the help that he requires." Ron prayed to be allowed to sit down. He wondered if he could get away with adjusting his pants, moving it to the side so that it didn't stick out so obviously. But then he would be sticking the crucifix of the rosary with his penis. He wondered if that was a sin. "Do you have anything that you would like to add, Ronald?" Maybe it was going to be over, and she would let him sit back down and sink into oblivion in the last seat in the last row. "No, sister." "Do any of you have any questions for Ronald?" said the nun. She seemed to want to prolong this and continue the torment. No one asked anything, and mercifully, Ron sat